So, what about choice? How do you decide between palbo and ribo? What do we know about abema? And if that becomes approved, then how are you going to make that decision?
Yeah, so it's already hard enough with two, and then we're going to have three. I mean, based on the data that George Sledge presented at ASCO about second line abema, which looked very good, we already know from press releases that the first line abema study also, I think, is going to be positive. So presumably it will also eventually be approved. So we're going to have three CDK4/6inhibitors. How are you going to pick which one to use? It's remarkable that the hazard rates for these drugs are essentially identical for most of the studies in first and second line. You know, they're all around 0.5, and the absolute benefits have been a little different from one trial to another, but I think that's probably because of the populations that each trial used. So it looks like the efficacy is pretty similar. The toxicity between ribo and palbo also look incredibly similar in terms of percentages of significant neutropenia. The only difference I see comparing palbo to ribo is that ribo does have these rare instances of LFT abnormalities and potential for QTc prolongation. Again, they're quite rare, so I'm not sure that should be a driving decision force. But clinicians should probably think of these drugs as being fairly identical right now, unless something in longer-term follow-up comes out to suggest that they're different.